Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one would be Rob. Let's go ahead and bring him in live and see what he's up to. Hello.
Well, first of all, hello. And second of all, I am up to doing a live radio show.
And, fantastic, because that's what we are
here to do. I would have thought you would have known that.
Well, I know, but I didn't just mean at the moment. I mean, how have you been? How have things been?
Things have been pretty good.
Pretty good? That's good.
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of things paranormal this week, or I have at least online. And we got a chance to do a couple of things, and one of which was with our guest tonight, and they'll be promoting something they have going on this week. And I can't wait to hear about that. And I already know about it, as do you. So it's not like it's like breaking news to us, but it's breaking news to our audience. So we cheated and we found out and we know.
Well, it kind of helped us
don't
prepare.
Don't hate us.
Because we are, you know, using this opportunity to share it with everybody.
As long as they listen, they can hate us. I don't care. I mean, if they click the ad.
Well, you know,
too,
sometimes
like
haters are the best fans. You know, that's what they say.
Is that still a word, haters? Is that still, like, predominantly used in, like,
probably
pop
not.
Culture?
It's just dating myself,
haters.
You know? Maybe.
Sounds
I don't know.
Real rad.
I honestly.
She's really rad.
I've been working so much. I don't think that's a thing, but not anymore, maybe. But I've been working so much, honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell you what's in or what's out or. Yeah. It's been a very crazy.
I'll be completely honest with you. When you said the word haters, it just kind of, the way you said it was one of the few words that I hate to tell you, it just didn't sound good. You know, you pick on me almost.
So what
like
is that? Like my version?
That's your thing.
When you say hot minute?
I did not like the way it sounded. I think your word is officially haters.
Haters.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. But regardless,
I do know.
People who like us and people who don't. How about that? We're here.
And we will be.
Things have been.
Pretty much every Tuesday.
That's right. We try. And we've been succeeding at that, by the way. Just on another note.
Yeah.
Little pat on our own back here.
We've had a streak of consistency that has been, like, remarkable.
Yeah, we've been pretty darn good. With the exception of when we were actually, you know, conducting an investigation that has yet to be released on a Tuesday evening. I think that was the only instance where we weren't able to do a show. And that's only happened, I think, once or twice in the last few months, really.
No, that's true. I remember you looking at me. You're like, "Hey, do you want to do a show tonight?" I'm like, "No, we're investigating. Let's like not try to cram that in because it would have been a rush job, and it would have been fair. It would have been fair to the audience, and I just didn't want to do it. But, that was more of like the deciding factor too."
Well, you know, I think you know when you're in that investigation mindset, you know, it's very hard to switch gears sometimes and go into radio mode. You know.
Well, yeah, and I think that, and then if you try to, you have to switch the whole mindset of having to talk about interesting things rather than an investigation, which is not that it's not interesting, but it's just
missing
a
out.
Mindset.
We could be missing out on really interesting paranormal activity that could have been occurring, while not to say that, you know, our listeners aren't worth it, because you guys are, but let's face it, this is live paranormal, so, you know. Kind of our thing.
Well, and that's one of the things that our guests are here to promote is a live stream coming up.
Woo-woo.
So
very
what
good.
A better place
that's...
I mean, if you're going to promote a live stream in like the ghost and ghost hunting or paranormal genre, I'm pretty sure live paranormal would be the place you'd want to promote that. And that's just common sense. That's just not me being like tuning my own horn or our own horn or horns. I don't know how the correct way.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that would go, but regardless,
do we just have one universal horn? Probably just one big horn, I'm guessing.
Well, it'd be the live paranormal horn.
A giant golden horn.
I brought platinum. Platinum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Regardless as to the shade of the horn, this is the place to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why don't we bring on our guests?
Sure.
And we can talk about their live event and what they have going on and who they are.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and bring them in live.
So we have the crew, or a part of the crew from The Haunted Bay.
Yes. Hi, guys.
How are you guys tonight?
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey, Jim.
Hey. Guys,
welcome.
So you hear the thought clear here?
Good. We're excited to have you on. We're excited for the things you have going on this week and, you know, telling our audience what you have going on, and hopefully they'll join in. So why don't you introduce yourselves, and then kind of we'll go over everything that's going on this week, and you know, tell everyone where to go, and you know, find out more about you guys.
You want to start first, King? Why don't you start first, King?
Okay. So my name is Ying, and I created The Haunted Bay. It started out as just a class project, surprisingly, and then it was so fascinating that we just kept going with it and kept filming paranormal investigators, psychic mediums, because we don't consider ourselves the investigators. We're documentary makers that follow them just to kind of get kind of some kind of objectivity there. But along the way, we kind of get pulled into them too sometimes, and things have happened to us that really, really surprise us. And that's what we're going to be showing this Thursday. Matt, the contributor to the show, Matthew, he set up a Twitch broadcast. And what we did is we went to the Warfield Theater in San Francisco back in 2017, was it, Matt?
Yes.
Matthew?
Yeah.
It got something very, very shocking. I won't reveal it. Nothing that we'd ever seen before. And it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And then the Alameda Paranormal Researchers wanted to go back this earlier this year, and so we went back, and this is what we're going to be showing this Thursday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time on Twitch. The channel is twitch.tv/thehauntedbay. So, yeah. You want to take it over?
I look forward.
Or somebody? Sorry.
Yeah,
I look forward
excited
to
have you guys also on board on this this experience. I think it's I didn't start off initially with The Haunted Bay with Ying. I mean, she had that class project. I actually found out about her through a Bay Area local film festival, and that's how I sort of got involved in this. And I know that right now, since we've been in lockdown, I've been trying to strategize, well, we can't physically go out and do investigations. I know some people are going to be a little perplexed that this is considered a live event. And we're not actually physically at the place anymore. We actually couldn't even get in there if we tried, you know. It's everything's locked down here in San Francisco, I'm sure, as is pretty much anywhere in America right now. And I felt like, well, we have a beautiful episode that we shot right before we were all asked to shelter in place. And I felt like it's about time we start trying to bridge out and share our findings. Like, one thing I'm also noticing amongst, like, paranormal investigators is that sometimes I think there's kind of a race to find the best evidence of something.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's, I don't know if I believe in the mindset, because I'm not a paranormal investigator. I'm just like, look what we found. Has anybody else found anything like this? And maybe we could share information about trying to delve into some of the bigger mysteries that we all want to uncover ourselves. Right. And so I guess I'm more interested in sharing, you know?
Well, and I think that's the mindset that we have, and that's why, of course, we enjoy talking to you and talking to you both.
Right, right.
Because it shouldn't be a race. You know, it shouldn't be
right.
Like, hey,
yeah.
I need to go in and find this. Because if you go in and you try to find something, the odds are it's not going to happen. You know, you can wish and want it as much
thing,
as possible.
Typically. Right.
Right.
If you go
there's
in
no
only
way, like,
seeking one activity or one type of thing to happen, you know, that's sometimes you're just lucky if you get anything, you know. And
yeah.
So when you do have something to share it and to get, you know, the other, you know, investigators involved as to giving feedback as to whether this is a unique experience or if other people have had similar experiences, I think is so important in this field. It's the only way that we're going to be able to grow is to
right.
not compete,
exactly.
but to share and, you know, put constructive criticisms out there and tips and, you know, be open-minded,
mm-hmm.
not only toward the paranormal spectrum, but also to each other's findings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so important.
Absolutely. And I would be okay with
yeah.
people being able to poke holes in every single thing we throw out there as long as I knew
exactly.
that it was done objectively and not for reasons of trying to, you know, like, I want to be the one to find this. And like, we're not trying to beat each other out. I just want to, I want to see if anybody else found things like this. And
right.
we all want to know the greater mysteries of the universe, right? You know,
right, but you know what? It's far too big of a
thing,
task
right?
for us to have to solve it all, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
I hate to break the news to you.
You know?
I hate to break the news to you, is you both mentioned not being paranormal investigators, but, you know, you are. And that's the thing. There is it's done. It's not even like sort of, it's done. Because
right.
you're out there trying to find – what you just said is what a paranormal investigator said. So if you're trying to say, investigator, you are. And it's just
right.
maybe you're a paranormal investigator that is more open-minded, which that might be the way to present mm-hmm. it because that's what you are. You know, you're coming in using a different perspective than I don't want to say most, but some, a large majority
mm-hmm.
do. You know, so it's refreshing, and it's refreshing for us because you – have the same mindset as we do, you know, and we consider ourselves paranormal investigators. What does that really mean? Not a whole bunch. It's a title, you know, it's the
title.
Same thing,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
it's a title. I could go draw a picture with the crayons and say, I'm an artist, you know, that could be that too. You know, it's just something that, you know, if you're out seeking the answers or you stumbled across something and now you're totally intrigued, then you are an investigator, and it's good to get that perspective. So I like the way you handle it, and I like the way, you know, you've been presenting everything, and I look forward to Thursday
yeah.
because I want to see what people,
yeah.
you know, see. And I also am going to greatly appreciate the fact that someone, you know, says something that might be negative or someone has a different opinion. You're not going to start crying or, you know, get mad. Because that's the first thing. That's the first thing we always see is people are like, no, this is
yeah.
wrong, you know, so and that's going to be fun.
But I do,
it was kind of challenging because it's the thing about this field is if you don't get much, and sometimes we get, when we film them, nothing much happens. Sometimes, honestly, it's very
right.
boring. It's just
yeah.
like sitting for hours in the dark, like trying to capture some voice or something. And so then we get, you know, oh, well, this is not real. This is, you know, BS, whatever.
This is boring.
And so after years, yeah, exactly. Like, you're not showing anything
mm-hmm.
spectacular. It's not like, you know,
this is
horror
why
movie
you don't
want
to shoot a live event. I mean, you don't want to shoot
then,
a paranormal investigation live.
No, and
right.
And then when you do get something big that's shocking,
mm-hmm.
then people's response are usually, well, that must be fake. So it's kind of
right.
like, it's hard
always.
To like win. Sometimes it's just like,
it's that double-edged sword, right?
Yeah. And so I know the Alameda Paranormal Researchers, because of what we found there, I won't say, you know, who said this, but they presented
mm-hmm.
it to the evidence to somebody, and somebody said, this must be fake. And it's just like,
that's everyone's first answer if they didn't catch that evidence themselves. That's what
right.
I noticed in this field. It's too good to be true because I haven't had that happen for me. And I think that's a very, you know, closed-minded kind of statement. Just because you haven't had it happen does not mean that it's impossible, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where I think,
this,
you know, the community in a whole, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's too good to be true, some of the stuff that we've experienced. So I wouldn't discount people for not believing it, but these are the people who are supposed to look at it objectively, you know?
Amen. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Not
you know.
Easy to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing I do appreciate about the people we film is that they very much want to do debunking tests, want to, you know, say, like, we've, you know, gone through everything that it possibly could be that we can think of.
Right.
And we're also open to the community telling us, hey, is there another explanation besides that it's a ghost or ghosts? So we were there when they were doing these tests and, you know, they did it all and we just haven't been able to come up with any quote-unquote rational explanations, you know?
Right, exactly. And if someone else does, then I think, you know, that's where we all have a mindset of, I think, a very good mindset, quite honestly, because if someone does have a legitimate answer as to why, we're willing to accept that and say, hey, thank you so much. You know, that was something that I thought, you know, was a finding, and you know, you helped clear that up for me, but not just saying that's fake because you have nothing to back it up. You know, it's very very hard to find people in the field who are willing to admit when other people have something pretty awesome, as long, you know, if it's not their own. At least,
which is kind of strange. I wish some people would come to me with stuff to have me look at it, you know? Other than orbs. Sorry, I'm just a little not impressed by it.
Right?
You
know? I don't know how many orbs photos I get shown a day at work, and I'm like, you know, you hate to burst their bubble. You know, but and who am I to say one way or the other? But quite honestly,
right.
if I have to, it has to be held 3 feet away, and you have to tilt it to the side, and I have to tilt my head the other way, and I have to squint, then it's probably not something there, okay?
Right.
I mean, if you think it is, then I'm happy for you. But as for myself, I find that, you know, hard to follow. But,
right.
you know, so be it. You know, who am I to judge?
Well, I'm a cinematographer, so I know how cameras work. So, I mean, I actually understand the actual physical medium. So when people show me that and I go and I explain what actually is happening, you know, there is always a disappointment. And again, this comes from a very grounded, like, I would love to believe that this is a friggin' energy ball from some deceased relative or something, but it's not, you know.
Right, I don't see Uncle Joe in that circle. I'm sorry.
No, that's the thing, Ben. I totally believe you on that. But it's great that we're gonna have this event and present something that really has us all going, really, what the F is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Quite literally, that's what we all said.
Gosh.
What the F is going on here?
In fact, I think you cut that out, and I asked you to cut that out because I actually yelled out "What the F" in the video.
We had a lot of explicitives on it.
Oh, trust me, I'm the queen of that word. I'm the queen of that word. So when I'm often, you know, when we're trying to edit something to get it out to share, a lot of times it's poor Rob. I mean, when we listen to it, we laugh because it's like beep. And then I'm like, say another word, beep, you know.
It's just one long.
It's something amazing. It's a sentence enhancer, guys. Come on. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Now we need the same word and put like E-R-I-N-G at the end.
Right. But yes.
Over and over.
How long Ying held out that big F-bomb. And that was the longest F-bomb I ever heard her say. So long.
Right.
Like, we're going to miss an EVP because you were saying the F-bomb too long.
We have had amazing evidence that we have not been able to share because of my potty mouth.
Oh
my gosh.
Cause most, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Whoops. Can't take me anywhere.
Well, that's funny. We have a clip.
It's pretty astounding stuff, but a lot of it comes out in the audio, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had told Matt this. We actually have a clip, and I think I had showed it to him at one point, that's going to be on TV, and I don't know how they're going to edit it, because they're like, yeah, this is amazing, but I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know how you're going to take that out, because there's going to be a lot of beeping in there, but we'll see how they do it.
I was in a bad mood, okay? And it worked out that, you know, it was connecting energies, quite honestly, because it seems like that particular piece, we were dealing with somebody who might not have, you know, a very proper vocabulary either. So we meshed,
yeah.
You know, it worked. Now, like you said, how they're going to edit that and make that work, I don't know. I can't wait to see. But, yeah, sometimes,
yeah,
you know, it's just something happens. It's so amazing. That's the only word that can come out, okay?
Well, I think what Matt should do is Matt should also come up with an unedited version so we could actually hear her say it. So, Matt, you can do that as well. You could be like, call it out.
I probably will, I'll probably sample it and use it in a rap song or something. I don't know.
You could.
Right?
Make a dance with it or something. It could be like a new trend.
Yeah,
music
be the new
remix. Practice. Yes.
I'll put on my TikTok videos, you know.
Yes.
There you go.
You can somehow make a dance along with it. That would be amazing.
Right. But, I don't think that Nikki's too dated with the haters. I think that's always a word you can use.
It's a universal term that is just going to always stand the test of time.
It's just the way that she said it. It sounded weird to me. Now, you know, you probably don't listen to our show religiously, though. That's a shame on you. But there's often times where I'll say something, she's like, that does not sound right coming out of your mouth. And there's sometimes
that
I'm actually like, you know
again.
What, I agree with you. At one time, she said something about a hot minute, and I said a hot minute, and she was like, that's the dumbest version of
you're
hot minute
better,
I've ever
though.
Heard in my entire life. And I'm like,
and
you know what,
coffee,
I agree with you. It sounded
coffee,
agree, dumb.
Hands down, that it, you should never say it, but you're getting better.
You know when you say something, you're like, man, that really sounded dumb coming out of my mouth. You know, so and she calls me out on it live on air. And so for this was like the first time when she said haters, I was like, you know what, that didn't sound right. You know, and as I was saying it there, I realized I don't say it well either. But it was the first time. So that was the reason why we had that in the opening. Yeah.
Well, conflict creates drama, and that creates entertainment. So you guys are entertaining people with drama.
They're going to be definitely entertained by us. Okay, the bickering and banter is—I've heard most people find it hilarious. I don't know how. I find it, you know, as annoying as when it was occurring the first time, but people seem to like it, so we'll roll with it. You know, it works.
It's funny. That's the difference. She gets annoyed. Because a lot of times it's me saying something that I think is funny. So I'll be editing video or just watching clips, and I'll be laughing. And I'm more laughing at her response or her, like, nasty look or something, because to me it's hilarious. So that's our little thing when it comes to investigating.
You should see our blooper reel, guys. Our blooper reel is like, whoa.
Yeah, we've never cut together a blooper reel, surprisingly.
You have to.
We've never had a blooper reel, have we?
You need one.
No, I don't. I don't actually think we do, because
I don't think I swear
that much.
What have we done that with?
I
can't think of something
swearing.
We've done that
just something
deserves
silly.
A blooper reel.
Something silly, or you know, like when you're walking and you know you're at the end of the steps, but you keep trying to step, you know, and putting it to an audio track that makes it fit is just always fun. If you can't laugh at yourself, then you know,
I think we had too many near-death experiences, like trying to fall through falling through a decrepit floor or something, to think that's funny.
Right.
You
it
know?
Was still traumatic a little.
Yeah, you know, like, okay, that's a little too. That's still just scary. That's not funny. It's just scary.
Right?
It's like, even if we're not trying to be scary, it's scary. You know.
So I have a question for you guys about some of the locations that you guys have gone to, because you guys are on West Coast, okay, and we're East Coast. So I have not had the pleasure of investigating all the awesome places that I hear everyone talk about who are from the West Coast. What
are
would
we
you
supposed
say?
To hate each other?
No, we don't have to hate each other. That's over now. No, we're allowed to like each other.
West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
sorry.
No, I think
dated myself again. But, right?
Yeah, you did. No, so with that being said, what is your favorite location? And, of course, you guys can have different chances. I know it's like asking you to pick a favorite kid or, you know, whatever, but, like, what is your most interesting or your location that's like your, gosh, that was amazing? Other than if you can't pick the one that the live thing's going to be about, because
we have a really bad, there's almost like a bad luck thing about some of the locations that we shoot, that they always close down or they're inaccessible after we've done an episode.
Yeah,
like there's some places.
I know. I've often thought, like, you know, certain places I'll go, I'm like, okay, so either we broke it or we fixed it, depending on how you look at it. Haunted wise,
like
I think we broke it because something happened. Right. Right,
so
you're like
the
final investigation.
Yeah,
we have
we
done the final
lucky.
Investigation on many places.
We have done
go
final
ahead, you tell
we have done the final and sometimes only the investigations in some of these places.
Ooh.
They're not famous, they weren't known to be haunted. And it was just through word of mouth, me sometimes I just walk into places and I ask. That's how I find places, is I just randomly walk into places. I found the Warfield because I walked past and I knocked on their door and asked.
And now, how does that go over when you do that? Does that go over usually pretty well, or are there some places that look at you like you're nuts? Because I know for me, I talk about the paranormal a lot, and there's some people who look at me like I definitely belong in a padded room. How does that work out for you when going to some of these places and just being like, hey?
Well, I don't just start out talking about ghosts. I just start asking about the history of the location. So they usually are kind of more open to that. And then they're like, oh, you know, they tell me this is an old building, whatever. And I'll just kind of say, are there any ghost stories here? That's just kind of my way to test them out, get a feel. Mm-hmm. Like if they roll their eyes and like, no, then I kind of know not to ask more. And if they say, yeah, I've actually heard some people say things, and I'll ask, oh, can you tell me? And then that's usually how I get a foot in. And honestly,
I think we've
been very lucky, because I would say maybe 80% or more of the places that I've gone to have been very gracious. And I'm actually quite amazed at the level of trust that we've had of people letting us into their business after hours. You know, it's an inconvenience for them, letting us in after hours sometimes, even giving us the code to the door or the key to the building. Go ahead. You know, once they know us a little better, and just let us get multiple access. We've gone multiple times back to places. Just the coolest people, you know. We still... It's actually a very cool way to not just find hauntings, but just meet local artists, local business, you know, small business owners, and plus find a ton of history, of course, that we never knew about. So, yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, only one time have I really been kind of yelled at. I was actually yelled at. I don't know if you want to hear that story.
Oh, wow.
But...
I would like to hear that story. Sounds good to me.
And this is funny, because I'm walking around Oakland Chinatown, and there's this old kind of looking building. I go up the stairs, and I ask someone in the hallway, I said, hey, do you know if there's any ghost stories in this building? It's really, I can't tell. It's like an artist place where people live. But there's also like a factory in there for sewing or clothes or something. It's a weird building. And the guy says, yeah, you should speak to the manager. He knows this building inside out. Just knock on the door. And it's a Chinese guy. And I'm thinking, oh, awesome. He's Chinese. I'm Chinese-American. I could speak Mandarin. I could speak the language. I'll definitely, you know, probably get better treatment because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knock on the door, and I forgot his name, but he's an older Chinese guy. And he's like, can I help you? And so I talk in Mandarin. I said, oh, yeah, you know, I just do this thing where I look for ghosts and I film ghosts. And this older man, Chinese guy, looks at the other guy who told me to knock on the door, and he's like did you hear what she wants? She says she wants to look for ghosts. And then he looked at me like, you're crazy. You know, you're crazy. Get the hell out of here. You know, and he like said something like cursed at me at some point. Like, get the F out of here, you know, or something like that. And he just slammed the door in my face.
Wow. See, I would have felt like I was set up. I would have looked at the other guy and been like, really, dude, did you not know that that was going to happen? Or did you just set me up to watch? Like, you know.
I know, and the guy was, I wasn't too upset. I didn't take it too personally. I actually kind of almost laughed it off
a little. Right.
Honestly, the guy looked freaked out. I thought he got really upset because he was freaked out. Like I was going to invoke something by asking about this. You know?
Well, some people just get really superstitious about these things, and they just don't want to attract it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And, ironically, I do feel that more in I have a harder time with the Chinese community than the white or the Latino or the black community when I go out to ask about hauntings. They've been very skittish about it in the Chinese Chinatowns, or sometimes they just get pissed off, like this guy who's just like, you're crazy, get the hell out of here, you know?
Right.
I think they're scared, to be honest. I think it's fear.
Right.
Don't bring that to me. Don't bring that bad juju to me, kind of thing, you know.
Right.
When I was scoping out Hawaii and the Philippines for it, a lot of people are always scared. They always say they don't want to talk about it, but then they all of a sudden eventually switch to, oh, yeah, this story, and then they go on with a long, cool ghost story.
Exactly, we've had that happen.
They don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Or they tell you nothing happens here, and then they tell you
nothing
about 15 examples of what happens there. Right, exactly. That always cracks me up because I'm like, well, that took a lot longer than I thought after the whole we don't have anything happen here story, you know, line.
This is 2 seconds later, 2 seconds after saying nothing happens here.
But then that one time, and then over here, and it's like, but nothing happens here, right? Okay. And, you know, you kind of got to smile.
Yeah, I don't have a problem finding
like,
ghost stories there.
Right, exactly.
But back to your original question was what... So I think it's different for everyone. For me personally, the most intense place was actually in Chinatown. It's a theater called the Great Star Theater, and it was like a theater built in the 1920s for the Chinese opera, and it had been, you know, closed for a long time, and then somebody reopened it. What is it, back in, like, 2015 or something, and to have, like, you know, musicals and cabaret shows and things like that. And that place is just, it's not the scariest looking place physically, because I know we've been to places that are, like, classic haunted house, horror movie haunted house places, but this place, for me personally, was because it seemed like the spirit was especially focused on me.
Mm-hmm.
I went in to usher for a show. I wasn't even going there to look for a ghost. There was a friend of mine who was in a musical, and I went to usher this one afternoon, went down to the women's bathroom. I wasn't even thinking about ghosts. I suddenly felt, oh, my God, there's a female spirit down here. Like, it was coming into my head, and I don't usually think of myself as a psychic medium, but it was, like, images flashing in my head, and there was a vanity mirror and a table at the corner, and I felt drawn to this mirror. I felt like this woman who has Asian, who's long hair, she's almost cliche. She's like the lady in white, but she has white robe, long, long hair. She's tall, though, but she's Asian, and she likes to sit in front of that mirror and brush her hair. And so I found myself sitting like a weirdo in front of that mirror, staring at myself. It's like I felt like I was... I don't know, like embodying her?
You were compelled
how
or something, yeah.
And so I snapped out of it, and I went back up, and then I was like, oh, what was that? And, you know, and then I asked the bartender there, I'm like, are there any ghost stories here? I didn't tell her what I had felt. And she says, oh, yeah, my friend came up from the woman's bathroom yesterday, and she told me there's a female ghost down in that bathroom. And so that's when I talked to the manager, and they let us in. And then when I went home, I actually got more images of her. Like, it's like she's telling me her story. I saw images of her that she had gone mad. She'd lost her mind, something horrible. Like, I think she was trafficked or something, just violated by multiple men to the point where she lost her mind, was the story I was getting. And maybe there was a suicide.
Wow.
And then we went in, and we always keep a secret. We don't tell the investigators if, you know, we share stories, or the psychic, especially the psychic does not want to know anything. Psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
We went in with June, the psychic medium, June Ahern, took her down to the bathroom. She saw several ghosts actually, but we went down to the women's bathroom. She said the same thing. Oh my God, there's a woman and she's crying here. And something terrible happened to her. And then my cameraman, Cody, started seeing her. I wouldn't be able to see her, like, except in my mind's eye, but he actually saw her in the bathroom and then in other parts. And it was wild. And then, but it kept going on. Even after we finished our investigation, things kept happening. And you tell me how much time I have. I don't know how much time you want me to spend on the story. Just give me like a warning.
No, go for it.
So basically we filmed the investigation. June, the psychic, saw the woman in the bathroom. One of APR, Alameda Parent researchers, he was on the stage and he says, I just saw like this woman in white just drift by. And he was like, I thought it was stupid, but this is what I saw. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, people were seeing everything that I saw. So we filmed it, and then we actually had a screening of it at the theater itself, because Matthew has a feature-length movie called Vampiriah. And so we were going to show our episode as kind of a surprise bonus in the beginning. And so we didn't even tell people exactly what it was. And we showed it, and then we go on stage, and we start giving, you know, answering the audience questions. And then suddenly, while we're on stage in a full house, the lights start flickering and people start going, whoa, is that the ghost? I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
that
wow.
Could have been something technical. We don't know.
I think that,
but
that's
then suddenly,
actually was the tech just messing with us. They were when we were talking about it. So that just to throw that out there. That wasn't the
ghost.
Yeah,
they were just messing with us.
They were, that part was.
Yeah, so they were just messing with us just kind of for fun. But then one of the investigators looked up into the balcony, and he said, I just saw a figure walk by while we're, you know, trying to answer questions. And then, and I know he doesn't make up stuff. They just don't do that. And then afterwards, people started coming up to me to tell me that they were experiencing things even before they saw our video, and they didn't understand what was happening. And it was usually women.
My sister,
women,
too.
Yeah, his sister.
Remember my sister?
Yeah, like,
do you remember
her, his sister and another woman both said they felt like somebody was stabbing them in the back.
Yeah.
And I think Matthew's sister was so upset she almost wanted to leave.
And this is before the whole event started.
Yeah. And then another friend of mine, she told me she went to the bathroom. She felt like there was someone in the stall with her. And that was the stall where cameraman Cody saw her peeking out at us when we were filming, and she didn't know. And she told me I had this urge to sit in front of the vanity mirror and stare at myself in the bathroom.
Wow.
So that's our screening. That's our screening. 2 weeks later, this is behind us. The Great Star Theater is done. It's finished. We had our screening. It's up on, you know, our channel, whatever.
It's actually episode 1 of season 2 on Amazon Prime right now. So episode 1, season 2, if you guys want to watch this one.
Am I giving away too much?
I don't think it takes away from it, but definitely there's a lot to be discovered about this episode. I mean, the place is pretty outstanding. It is one of my favorites, too.
It's crazy. And, okay, 2 weeks later, I'm at home meditating at night. I'm not thinking about anything about ghosts at all. Okay, I happen to be sitting at my dining room table. there's an entryway to my kitchen behind me. I'm meditating, and suddenly all the hairs on the back of my neck and my arm stand up. I feel the woman comes, steps right out from my kitchen and stands behind me. And I bolt up out of my chair, and I go to the living room, and I remember I called Matthew, and I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, she's here. She's in my house. She's followed me. And it's all feelings, right? I can't actually see. It's not like I see a physical figure, but I feel her. It's and then I go to the couch, and I feel her coming walk across the room towards me with her hand outstretched towards me. And I'm backing away on the sofa, and I'm like, no, 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 go away, go away. And this goes on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Finally, at 1 a.m., I feel like she's gone, and I go to sleep. And I wake up, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe that was just me tripping. Because I didn't actually see, and there's nobody around me to corroborate anything. Well, the next day, I get a text from a friend who I had not talked to yet. She says, my God, I think the woman from that theater followed me home last night. And she said, I went to the bathroom around 2 or 3 a.m., and I felt like she was in the bathroom with me. And so she said, I ran out of the bathroom, jumped into bed. I swore I turned the light off, and when I looked back at the bathroom, the light was back on. And she had no idea that I had felt that that woman was in my house the night before as well, right before I went to her house.
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome, though.
And then it keeps going. More things happen. I don't really know like when. How. I'll try to keep it short, but I started to do fundraising ghost tours, right? I came up with a ghost tour in San Francisco where I took people actually into the places where we filmed and taught people how to do investigations from what I saw, what APR does. And so I took a group into the theater, and the theater, nobody was there. It was just me and the tour group. And at one point, I was in the auditorium with my group, and then Cody, my camera guy, took a smaller group, along with June Ahern, the psychic medium, or a friend, down to the women's bathroom. So I'm up at the auditorium. Suddenly, we all hear someone shout in Chinese. And we all of our heads turned at the same time. It was that loud. And so I shine my light, and I'm like, nobody in my group spoke Chinese except me. So I shine my light and there's nobody there. I'm like thinking, okay, we're in Chinatown. Maybe it's someone out in the street, you know, sound bounces inside. I don't know. But then someone comes to me and says, a lady down in the bathroom, one of the tourists got really upset and she just bolted out of the bathroom. And this is a middle-aged white lady. And it turned out that she said she felt like somebody was trying to jump into her body. This is so crazy that I was like,
wow,
I'm trying to just do a fun tour. I'm not expecting this at all. I didn't think people would be affected. I'm like,
right.
Holy, you know, F, right? I'm like, holy
right.
Effing hell, what's happening? She's distraught in the lobby. She's a friend of June, the psychic, and June is trying to cover her.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she felt a spirit was trying to jump into her body, and then she started saying stuff that sounded like Chinese. And it doesn't sound like what regular Chinese now. It sounds like a dialect from the countryside.
Like a really old dialect. County
like a really
dialect.
Old dialect from that I don't hear anymore, but I could recognize as Chinese. And it's not something you hear on the streets.
It's not something
right.
also stereotypically you would say, I'm going to make up some Chinese gibberish and it would sound like it. It really sounds like legit.
Wow, that's crazy.
And,
do you have that recorded?
Yes, actually,
luckily,
I was looking for the recording now. I was going to actually see if I could play it to you guys, if you don't mind. Let me see if I can find it.
That would be awesome.
Hold on just one second.
I like that.
Let's
this is
see.
Good.
I got to kind of flip through my Dropbox real quick here.
If you can't, just make it. If you can't play it, just make it up. We won't know the difference.
I remember I found it. I just forgot. What was the name? What did I call that file? Do you remember, Ying?
I don't know.
Okay, let me see.
But other guests were affected, too. It wasn't just her. Because like one guy, this was actually, I did a few tours through this theater and other places, but one guy and his wife came, and he said when he went home after, he got pushed. He said, dang, something pushed me in the auditorium. Oh, by the way, people got hit on my tours. The psychic medium who was there, June, she, who was very used to talking to ghosts and very strong, strong woman, after her friend felt like something was jumping in her body, something hit June across the side of the head, slapped her.
Oh, my gosh.
And then jabbed her between her shoulders. So this was getting scary for me as a tour guide, because I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't expect this physical shoving, people being hit, people feel like people jumping into their body. Another guy said he was pushed, and then he went home, and his dog wouldn't come near him after he went on our tour.
Oh, wow.
He even filmed his dog running from him, hiding in his little cage or whatever, carriage or whatever you call it. And then a friend of mine. Okay, let me just finish this one. And then a friend of mine, she went home. A friend of mine, she went home after the tour, and she says something was scratching on the wall above her bed at night, knocking and scratching.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
so
fun.
This all happened because I was bringing people into the theater as just a fun tour.
Wow.
And so the theater closed, and I was really bummed because it was like the heart of my tour. It was like we had a whole theater to ourselves in the dark. I was really bummed because I was like, "That my tour is just going to fall apart. I can't do it again." But at the same time, part of me is like, well, maybe it's for the better because I don't want people getting hurt. But anyway, sorry, Matthew, you said you had the voice?
Yeah, I was going to play it. It's really short, and it may be very muffly, but you're going to have to listen for this really mumbly voice because I guess the camera was even far from the woman as it was re-recorded. I wasn't there. This audio was just passed down to me. So that little mumbling you heard on the end there, let me play one more time for you guys. So that was that woman, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of hard to hear here, but when you hear it in person, it definitely sounds like I can even recognize that's Deep South accent.
Yeah, it does not sound like something that you could easily fake. Like, you know, I'm going to try to speak, like, you know, how some people like to do, you know, speak in tongues or something. It doesn't sound like that kind of gibberish or anything.
Have you had it analyzed at all?
Not yet. I mean, we've had a lot of people who tried to translate it because we do have, I mean, we really strongly are connected with the Chinese community, but a lot of people are going, wow, this dialect sounds really, you know, everyone keeps saying something more to the effect of the kind of dialect it is. They don't really question whether it's a Chinese dialect. They actually question about where is this, and then I don't know this dialect. More like the responses we get, not so much of that.
Yeah,
so we may have a hard time finding somebody who's alive today in America who could speak that dialect, you know?
Right.
So we'd have to go to that province or something to actually find somebody who could actually understand what's even being said.
Oh,
but,
and you want to hear
the ongoing mystery.
You want to hear the final crazy thing to this?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah.
So we had suspected this woman may have been trafficked, but there was no way of knowing the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, for my tours, I was reading this book called Barbary Coast. It's all about San Francisco history back when the gold rush was happening, right? I get to this section about Chinatown, and it talks about how the sex slaves, they used to get, you know, young girls from, like, I don't know, 14 up. They would basically, if once the girls were too messed up physically and emotionally, what they would do was take them to what's called the hospital, which, and that was not a real hospital. It was an alleyway with rooms off of it, and they would put the women in there, let them lay down on a like a plank with a like a thin like rice, what do you call that, those rice bag mats or something to cover them, and they would give them a bowl of rice, an oil lamp, and some water, and then just lock them in there and let them die in there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And none of the most of the women didn't live past most of the women did not live past the age of 20. It was such a horrific existence.
That's so sad. Wow.
And so it said that one of these alleys was Cooper Alley. And this book is written in the, was like the 20s or something. I forgot. A long time ago. And so I looked it up. I was just, I wonder if Cooper Alley still exists. So I go on Google Maps and I find Cooper Alley and I do a street view, right? I see that it's an alley. I turn it around and it's right across the street from the Great Star Theater.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got the chills. I absolutely actually backed up from my computer. Like, oh my God.
Now, have you gone back there since?
It was closed down.
To Great Star or to the alley?
The Great Star?
Yeah, either or.
Which one?
Did you actually try to investigate in the alley or do anything in the alley?
No,
with,
Well, it's kind of a little tricky because it's kind of like the alley is sort of like where a lot of the businesses kind of have their back end of the restaurants or whatever
it
is,
like the deliveries and stuff.
And everything's closed down, locked down. Like Chinatown's actually one of the main communities that's really, 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 really quiet right now. Actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go back now, considering there's almost nobody there. But yeah, I mean, we haven't done an actual investigation, but I did shoot footage there. I don't think we actually, did we actually use it in any episodes? I don't recall using that particular footage of the alley. But I do have footage of the alley.
I was actually thinking about, since we're in quarantine and we can't really go anywhere, of actually just filming myself telling the story, because we didn't tell this part in the video. The video went up to us filming the investigators and the psychic, and that's it. I didn't do anything about what happened after that. Well, I did film one little thing about her following me home, but beyond that, with the tours and the things happening with the Chinese lady, I mean the lady speaking Chinese, I didn't do anything. So I think that might be something I just film myself talking about, and we can add that alley.
Well, we could do it. We could do a Haunted Bay live from the alley or something. We can actually do a live tour of that area if you want. That'd be kind of cool. I know how we could do that.
Or even the story behind the story, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this particular location. And I got to say, it's probably been the most story-driven. You know, I think even, here's the craziest thing, though. I remember before, you know, when we found out we were going to do a screening of Vampiria in San Francisco, and we were going to do this investigation, and we're going to show it right before the film, right? I remember there was like a big concern. I remember you voiced a concern to me, Ying, like, oh my God, what if nothing happens? Right? And I was thinking, like, that's pretty ridiculous to even say, because, you know, I mean, for the first part, we're here as storytellers, right? I'm just here to tell the stories of what people have experienced, not so much of like go in and actually find like this crazy evidence or anything like that. It's like, oh, let's gather all the ghost stories. There's enough ghost stories already go around to tell me there's enough story in this building that something's going to happen, whether our psychic medium's going to pick it up or APR, the Alameda Paranormal Researchers, will get something. There's still enough story here, so we don't have to worry about that. The place is just a really amazing place. Unfortunately, we don't have access to it anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because it's kind of sad because it really is, even historically, just a gem. You know, it was like they used to do Chinese opera, and then in the 70s, I guess, they were playing all those crazy Hong Kong action movies, you know.
I used to watch movies there all. I used to love going there on the weekends to watch action films, like, you know, like the Kung Fu action films. It was owned by the Shaw Brothers, if you know anything about the Hong Kong cinema. They actually own that theater in Chinatown. So it has a really intense history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually found out something interesting recently that I wish I had saved that article. There was a theater there before the Great Star Theater, I think, even older one. So then it makes me wonder, like, did some bad things happen in the theater today, or was it the previous theater? But they're still, are still there, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So that's probably for me the scariest location.
That's awesome.
Well, I've got news for Matt. I think we're coming in on top of our hour for the show. So I think if you want to give us your scariest or your best story for in the next minute, and then we'll hit hard with the promotion for Thursday. Because we definitely want to hit one more huge promotion for Thursday before we let you go. And I think it's nice to have you guys back on at some point soon. I think what we'll do is try to, if you even want to have like a recap where you guys come on after the show, so we could talk about what we're, you know, people are, you know, what are they talking about, but they'll get a chance to actually watch it, and then we can hear, you know, more about your stories, and, you know, they're awesome, so we definitely want to invite you back. But if you want to just give a quick plug for Thursday, kind of tell everyone where to go, and then if you want to tell your story, you can get it done in the next 30 seconds, or if you want to save it, you know, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as scary stories, I did one YouTube video for Haunted Bay that talks about when Juno Ahern, our psychic medium, ran away and left me in a hallway standing there as something was apparently chasing her. And I didn't know if I should run away as well. That's pretty scary.
I might have to watch this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was really funny. It was like, it's episode 8 on season 1, and I did a recap video where I actually talk about it, because in the episode I didn't talk about it, and then I kind of I flashed back to it to talk about that episode, because that was absolutely one of the scariest moments, because I wasn't sure what the hell was going on.
I love it.
I think
that's
anytime,
awesome.
Anytime you see a psychic run out of a building, you might want to at least follow the run, but
I did.
Definitely
that's
go.
Exactly what I did. I was like, okay, I'm backing up with her. I'm getting out of here.
Right. There's probably a good reason why that's occurring. I think I need to go now.
Right. It's so scary, though. I mean, I laugh about it now, but it's hilarious. It was really funny, scary.
The Defenestration is the name of that episode.
Yes, defenestration. Yeah. And again, that building is not accessible
gone.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Gone.
Geez, guys, gone. I'm starting to think there's some validity to this.
The craziest thing is that building made books about weird California, like weird locations because of its crazy architecture. It was an abandoned building that burned down in a fire in the 80s, but I guess a very famous installation artist, Goggins is his name, made a installation piece called Defenestration. It just had, looks like furniture just flying out of the building. And it was just this really crazy, wacky building that everybody knew about. But nobody's ever been inside. And then we got let inside right before they tore it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lucky we got through.
It is. But, I mean, it's serving a good purpose now. I mean, it's a low-income housing in a rundown area of town. So I think it's serving a better purpose than being an empty building. So I'm happy about that.
I'd love to know whether they're experiencing activity there, you know?
Yes, I thought that
same
thing
too.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Should we just fill out like all the details about what's going on Thursday?
Yes, cool. Give us the juicy details.
Okay, so we are actually streaming Haunted Bay Live on the Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/thehauntedbay, one word. And we're going to be kicking off at 8:30, even though I think some of the invites say 8, but we're actually kicking off at 8:30, and we're going to be revisiting the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, and we're going to have esteemed guests from the Paranormal community, including guess who? You guys. You guys have
been yes.
That might be a mistake. We'll see how that works out for you.
I don't think
so. No, I think it's great.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited to have you guys be on with us on this.
Well, and I'll tell you something. I've got news for you. Is we're actually doing it live together. We're not going to be calling from separate
yep.
locations. So you'll
surprise.
Get a chance to hear our banter and oh. stuff directly. We're actually going to be coming from one singular location.
Whoa. That even human
yeah.
possible anymore?
Yeah, we're doing
believe
it
Believe it or not, we're magical. Yep, we're magical.
Oh, my God.
We pulled it off. Yep.
That's good.
We're making that
Excellent.
Happen.
That's great.
Yep.
'Cause you got the studio set up, though, right, with all the lights. So I noticed that when we were talking earlier on Zoom, it's like, Nikki, your light was on point. Like, it was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I set it all up. I set up studio lighting, which I will be bringing with me, and we might actually be doing it from one of the world's most haunted inns. So
you know what's funny is what Matt told me that he's like, man, her lighting was really great, and then I couldn't tell if he was saying your lighting was really great because mine was so bad. It was kind of like telling me, hey, yours was really bad, or yours
oh, no,
was really
no,
that
no,
good.
No, it wasn't like that. It's
just
that.
Don't worry,
I got it. It was light. Light a scene, you know. It's like I'm looking at all of us in COVID times, right? We're all looking at Zoom chat rooms and really bad darkened rooms or people standing against a window or something, and it's like, I cannot see who I'm talking to. Why do we even have the videos on, right? And then somebody, it's like, boom, they got this beautiful light on themselves. They're all evenly lit. I go, oh, wow, I can see who I'm talking to, right? It's like, it's
well,
like
definitely
glorious.
Was not me.
Yeah, I can see you too.
Much.
I'm not saying it's like studio.
Hey,
lighting,
I pulled
you know,
that off.
Nikki there.
I pulled that off with incredible speed because let me tell you, I walked in the door, and I had to get all that together because I got off work later than expected. So I was like running around like a crazy person. But I'm glad that it worked. So that makes me happy. Thank you.
Yes. I just want to say, I'm just commending that effort. I was like, that was good. That was great.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
I appreciate it. Good.
Yeah,
awesome.
Ying, did you have anything else
I'm
you want
excited.
To add? Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about this event.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Yeah. Anytime.
Having on, we appreciate your the way you guys attack everything. So, you know, it's fun to do it. It's not like it's a chore. You know, if we're actually doing it, then we actually enjoy doing it. You know, we enjoy you guys. Because if it's not, then we wouldn't reach a no. So,
no,
thank
you.
We don't have a
so
problem.
I mean, I
don't
admire
have a
what you guys do.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have fun on Thursday. You know, we're going. You get to tour the war field with us virtually.
Hey, we're all about that.
I don't know if you guys are big rock fans. I don't know if you guys are big. Yeah, are you guys big rock fans by any chance? Any music fans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I am not.
That theater. Everyone plays there. Everyone plays that effing theater that we're at. You know, give me an artist. They probably played there, like Bowie.
No, I've heard
there.
Of it.
What?
Right, I've heard of it, so I know that that's a fact because I've heard of it. You know, being a venue that people have played at. So.
And I know I think we're going to sing a Ramones song. I think you're going to hear me and Summer from sing Ramones songs because Ramones have something to do with this episode. Which we
Love
probably
it.
May not put
Love
on
it.
Amazon Prime, so we can't put it on Amazon
no,
Prime
not.
Because it's a copyright issue. But
yeah,
you get to
cannot.
Enjoy it on this version.
Yeah.
Good. Looking forward to it. This is exciting. For
yeah.
sure.
Well
thank
we'll,
you guys for coming
we'll see
on tonight.
You guys
we appreciate
on
it.
Thursday. We'll promote everything from our end on our pages and stuff, so we'll take the banner off of on our main page right now on livejournal.com. We put up the front banner is actually you guys, but we'll take and we'll replace that with the actual streaming event for Thursday. So that should give a decent amount of exposure from our end. So, let us know what
Sweet.
We can do.
Thank you.
If there's anything we can do for you for Thursday, like I said, we're going to be coming from a haunted location. We'll be together. So if you need anything from us or anything, just let us know.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, let us know if there's anything you could report to us when you're there. You know, if you're in a haunted location, there might be some real life investigation to be had, if you want. You know,
if you want to do it, we'll do it. We can bring ghost boxes out. We can do whatever you want to do. Whatever, that's up to you guys.
Sweet. I'd be curious about how it works in that location, because I mean, that I know that's been brought up in several occasions. Like, how does that work? And APR uses it every once in a while, because I don't own any ghost hunting equipment per se, except maybe a camera that sees like in full spectrum, but. I'm always curious about how some of the tech devices and how they work and what they do exactly. It'd be kind of cool to see some stuff in action.
Well, when it comes to like the stuff that lights up with the ghost box, you know, you want, if we're doing something on the stream and live for you, you want something that's going to give you that instant gratification of seeing it going off, you know, because obviously that's what makes it something for the viewers to actually get excited about. You know, so that's why when we do the streams, a lot of times we do the ghost box stuff because they can hear it in real time. You know,
I noticed that you get a lot of responses from the paranormal this way, don't you? Like, they seem to like you.
Oh, yeah. They'll like me sometimes too much.
Some like, and they don't, or they don't like us, and that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. We have our friend Andraniki. She gets a lot of attention, too, apparently, in more than one episode. Like, what is going on here? Some of these ghost-like women.
Yeah, this is true.
Just an observation.
And some He's just really don't hair. Like Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They don't like us, dude. We're just too gnarly for them.
Yeah.
Evidently, and they're very opinionated.
So I'll give you a very quick story. It's not even a story, just a statement. The place that we were at, that we're going to be coming from, I was called a a-hole over 20 times in 10 minutes.
What?
So
which place was this one?
At the Farnsworth where we might be streaming from.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about the video footage that I had looked over with you guys. Because I know I've seen a few of your footages before.
I think this is one after. I showed you a couple of the things from there, and there's we've talked to a child there, and I was like telling that story because it's a little bit more, you know, it's bad. But when we went to the tavern area, there was a guy who was, he just didn't like me. And I've encountered him many times there, and maybe he'll come through for you guys on Thursday.
Cool.
Let's
find out. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more. Like, did you hear it, or did you record him saying asshole like all these times to you?
Both, all different versions. So
all different ways. They've been very, very vocal and very clear.
I hear these voices too, though. It's
EVP.
Pretty trippy how these voices come out of this box.
And we have it straight that we also believe it's coming just through our camera. So we have it in three different forms. We have it captured on video camera, we have it captured on a recorder, and we have it captured on a ghost box. You know, the ghost box, not everyone loves a ghost box, but when we go back and listen to it, and it's just like it's on the recorder, and then we have a whole other version that I believe is coming through just through the video camera's audio. You know, so we capture in all forms possible.
That's amazing. Wow.
And the guy likes to swear.
Yeah. And I wonder why he doesn't like you, or he just doesn't like people there. Maybe he's like, get out of here, asshole.
Right.
Yeah,
well, it seems
only,
to be all focused on
us.
Rob, you know. So, yeah.
That's what she likes to say. There's also a child that calls me daddy, or she calls me daddy and his child. And I like to tell that story because it's much sweeter.
Right. So it's like you either love Rob or you hate Rob. Even the entities feel that way. So,
yeah.
Wow.
There's no in between.
Poor Rob.
I know. Well, thank you guys for coming on. We are so looking forward to Thursday for sure. And, I can't wait to see everything. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll see you guys Thursday.
Yeah,
right,
thank
you
guys for coming on. Have a great
on
night.
Thursday, then. Yep.
All right, you too. Have
Sounds
a great
good.
Night.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was definitely fun. I love hearing other people's experiences and, you know, how we can relate to how, like, certain things that Ying was saying, how it relates to certain things that we've had occur, you know? I mean, not exactly the same thing. We've never investigated that location. But, you know, we've had instances where, you know, we could compare that and say, well, you know, that kind of reminds me of this one time, you know, and I love that. I think it's just fascinating.
Yeah, I have never sat in front of a mirror and wanted to comb my hair. That's never happened to me. But
you
have.
Know. But there's been times where I've investigated with people who have taken on a personality or a trait that seems to not be one that they would ever really do.
Uh-huh.
It's very out of character for them. And, you know, I think we can relate to that for sure, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen to myself once or twice.
I think it's really cool.
And, you know, and I do think it's funny that they say they're not paranormal investigators because that's straight paranormal investigating right there. Even the research and, wanting to go and asking questions and all, that's what they are. So they have to face the facts. And but I think just the mindset is just the open mindset, I think, is refreshing. And
definitely.
You know, we've had guests over the years that have not had that mindset, and it's nice when people do.
Definitely. Couldn't agree with
you
more.
So I look forward to, I know all of our listeners and people who enjoy our page will be checking us out on Thursday on their channel on Twitch. They say The Haunted Bay, you know, and I guess that's just a thing for me because I say the, it's an Ohio thing, I guess.
Either way, it's spelt the same, and that's how you have to access the page. And I'm pretty sure if you try to use, like, the Google Voice or whatever, it probably gets you to the same place regardless as to how you say that.
But if you use the Google Voice.
Okay.
I can just imagine your face on that one.
Yep, it was exactly, I'm thinking it's exactly how you imagined it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking that's an accurate statement.
Yep, definitely.
Well, definitely. We'll see everyone Thursday on The Haunted Bay's Twitch account. And apparently, if we are at a haunted location, we will maybe have some devices sitting around us.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You never know.
It's a plan. It's a plan. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Have a wonderful night tomorrow, and then tune in. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll catch you all later. Bye.
Goodbye.